The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Happy Friday. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. We're the flagship station for Salem Media out of New York, but streaming around the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. And we always appreciate you checking in. We do. We get your correspondence on social media, and we appreciate it very much. Hey, Tommy Lahren is great. She is so fired up. She's a young American who believes in the country, trying to do the right thing, and it is so refreshing. It's early in the morning, but Tommy's fired up enough to call in. Tommy, thanks for being with us this morning. Happy Friday to you.
Is that what day it is? Boy, I lost track, yo.
I must say, though, Tommy, you're on TV like 24/7, and we're loving every minute of it because you're speaking the truth, you know. And now this feminist being silent on all the allegations against Governor Cuomo, right, wrong, or indifferent, shouldn't they be rallying around this Lindsay Baylor gal?
You know, this is all we ask for is consistency. So, again, we always believe that everyone deserves to have an explanation, accusations deserve to be heard, women deserve to be heard, and people have the right to face their accusers. But the media blackout on it and the liberal feminist blackout on it is what us conservatives are sitting back and saying, hey, wow, wouldn't this have been nice if you would have given the same grace to Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump, or any other Republican that's ever been accused of anything at any time ever? But
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Never seems to happen, Joe.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. And as a gal yourself, I mean, how do you rank the alleged behavior? We open the airwaves to Governor Cuomo. I have to do this caveat, Tommy. You know, I open it up to Governor Cuomo. He could call him. He never calls in. And I can't stand when people blatantly attack. I always say that they shouldn't just attack somebody and we're supposed to believe them. But goodness gracious, when you watch it, every single Supreme Court justice, what went down in all those hearings, during the Trump administration, it was inexcusable. So what you're hearing from this gal, as a woman yourself, Tommy, how do you rank this behavior of Governor Cuomo?
What this is a pattern of behavior. So we've heard many times that this man is a bully, and we've heard how his attitude is towards other people. So again, we always have to listen to accusers, and we always have to listen to the accused. However, this is a pattern of behavior, whether it goes from the nursing home scandal to the allegations of sexual harassment and bullying. We know that this guy has a pattern, and he also has a pattern of getting away with things. And that's why it's more important than ever than his feet be held to the fire and we get to the bottom of it, because he has been too big to fail for too long, as have every other Democratic governor, media personality, you name it. They get away with whatever they do. And it's time that Cuomo goes down. Finally, the Democrats are piling on, but the timing is very convenient now after the election. Because, you know, he was the gold standard up until the election. And now finally the Democrats are starting to see a problem with this guy. Now, we knew this back before the election, but no one wanted to say anything because he was the anti-Trump answer.
Yeah, it's so true, and they just leave it alone, and it's so frustrating. I don't watch the other news. I mean, and I'm so enjoying watching you fired up when you're with Harris Faulkner, or you're on Fox, and you're just fired up, and you're speaking the truth. Did the other news media? Do you know, Tommy? Are they talking about this at all? And I apologize, I should know that, but I can't watch it anymore. I just can't watch. Are they addressing this issue?
As of yesterday, no. But yesterday, we saw Jen Psaki dodge questions about it as well, which
yes.
She has been doing about the nursing home scandal. Again, we've got a case here where you've got victims. You have the nursing home scandal. You have people dead. Joe Biden has yet to address this. Jen Psaki has barely addressed it. And if she has, somehow she turns it into a way to dodge the question. And then she even still finds a way to blame Donald Trump when it comes to the nursing home scandal and what happened with coronavirus. So at the end of the day, I don't think Cuomo is going to be able to blame Trump for this one, but I have a feeling the Democrats will find a way because they always seem to do that. They're very creative folks.
I know. I don't know what to do, Tommy. I saw that there's a video out there. I don't have the guts to post it. Joe Biden wandering around aimlessly after that little presser yesterday. And I don't mean to make fun, but it's like they don't adjust. I feel bad, you know? I feel badly. And he's wandering around, and then he goes over to Fauci, and they're all kind of like corralling him because he doesn't know where he is, man. And then they go, mask, Mr. President, your mask. He goes, oh, my mask. And he goes, oh, my God. I tell you how badly I feel. And maybe I shouldn't because I love when I hear you fired up. And there's other people on the Salem Radio Network that are fired up. Me, I always take the nice approach, I'm afraid. But I guess it's okay to post that, I mean, because it is our president after all, right, Tommy?
Well, again, Joe, that is the thing. If this was just a harmless old man, then it would be funny and it would be lighthearted. But this is the president of the United States. Yeah. Maybe that is why Nancy and other Democrats are saying maybe this guy shouldn't be the only one with nuclear codes, the only one that can pull the trigger. I mean, you know, I rarely agree with Democrats, but after watching this man, he doesn't know where he is, Joe. He doesn't know where he is.
I feel so bad. They won't give him the nuclear codes. If you're Tommy's right, if you're listening, they really are the Democrats. It's the Democrats that they can take the nuclear codes away. And, you know, and what about this $1.9 trillion package? There's $1 trillion waiting, $1 trillion that we have on hold. And yet the Democrats are going to try to pass through the House today, and it probably will pass, Tommy, this quote-unquote COVID relief package when most of it has nothing to do with getting me a vaccine, which I haven't even gotten yet. This makes me crazy, Tommy, you know?
Well, listen, less than 10% of it is actually dedicated to health and safety and coronavirus. The rest of it is all pork spending. It's all people that can go back to their constituents and say that they built them a rail project, an underground railway in Silicon Valley. But at the end of the day, it's going to pass because it sounds like free money. So any person watching mainstream media, any sheep out there that doesn't listen to you, that doesn't watch Fox News, they think this is free money. They think this is relief. And if any Republican says any different, they say, well, I guess you don't want the American people to be able to get back to business. You don't want the American people to have money in their pockets. At the end of the day, what this is doing is subsidizing lockdowns and subsidizing governors and mayors who continue to keep their states and their cities locked down and their people out of work. All this does is rubber stamp that. And that is the biggest thing for me. I believe no money to states that refuse to reopen, no money to states that subsidize illegal immigrants, no money to school districts or teachers unions that refuse to go back to work. End of the day, why are we passing out money for bad behavior? And why are we funding it? That money comes from somewhere.
Yeah, amen. And you know the border better than most, Tommy, Lauren. And so when you're down there, what's happening in the border, the folks are coming across. We're going to just let these people in the middle of a pandemic. And tell me this. Is this rumor that those people coming across the border, they'll get vaccinated before most of America? Am I right, Tommy?
So that has been the rumor. And I'm not sure I can't verify that for you, but I can tell you this. In January, we saw a 6% increase in border apprehensions. Now, to the average person, that might not sound like a lot unless you understand that January is the slowest month for border crossings for any administration historically. But we had a 6% uptick in January because the cattle call has been issued. The world knows, time to come in now. You'll get free health care. You'll get a stimulus check. You'll get a vaccine. I mean, it's like the Oprah Winfrey show down at the border.
Giving away free stuff. I shouldn't laugh, but it's so true. Tommy, are you down to CPAC? What's going on down there?
I'll tell you what's going on at CPAC. People are fired up for Donald Trump. And I've been saying it all weekend because I just really like to be a thorn in the side of the GOP and the establishment Republicans. But I walk around and I don't see a Liz Cheney hat. I don't see anybody cheering on Mitt Romney. I see mega hats everywhere. I say, make America great again. Keep America great. Trump 2020, Trump 2024. That is the enthusiasm that I see. People are, they were excited already. Then they heard Trump was coming. And now they've lost their minds with excitement.
Listen, my priest told me, Tommy, I'll let you go. I know you have a busy day, but my priest told me, he said, that Donald Trump, I got to somehow get to the speechwriters because it's a great thing. Donald Trump should show a picture of the fence and the razor wire around the Capitol and say, Mr. Biden, tear down this wall. I mean, how great would that be? Right? You can't
what he
make
really
it...
needs to say is yeah. Kamala and the rest of them, because let's be honest, Joe doesn't know where he is. You could keep Joe in with a picket fence. You could keep Joe in with a rope. Joe does not know where he is. He does not know.
I know.
The poor man. I mean...
And they're bombing Syria. Who gave that order? Tommy Lahren, who gave that order for crying out loud? Really, you know?
I think we should ask Joe, because I think it would be news to Joe. And yeah. I think that is what the daily press briefing should be, is let's tell Joe what he did today. Let's tell Joe who grabbed Joe's hand and signed what today, and let's have a review of what you did.
Now, that's the
sketch. That should be the daily press briefing for Joe.
That's the sketch on SNL. Tommy, by the way, with respect to the president, but, you know, you got to deal with the facts, and they're right there in front of us. Tommy Lahren, thank you so much. Keep the fight. Love having you on the program, and always appreciate you taking the time with us, Tommy. Come back soon, okay?
Thanks for laughing with me. I enjoy it.
Yeah, you got to have some fun. Oh, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. Thanks, Tommy. God bless you, girl. Thank you so much. Tommy Lahren right there. And by the way, host of No Interruption and Final Thoughts on Fox Nation, author of Never Play Dead. I just love folks who are young, who really are right in the middle of the fray and fighting the fight. You know, and she gets it. And she's on TV all the time. They put Tommy on all the time, and I think it's great. And people, I'm telling you, and we don't mean to really make fun of the president, but really, really? I mean, this is who they voted for. What's going on? And that would be the sketch on SNL where they have to brief President Biden on what? The presidential briefing is what happened and who did what. I got news for you, though, on a more serious note. Jack Jacobs, Colonel Jacobs, he is a Medal of Honor recipient and just a great guy and a dear friend, longtime friend of yours truly. And I texted Jack at the risk of being rude this early in the morning. And I said, I need you to talk about what's going on in Syria, because Jack knows. He knows, and he's a very objective overseer of everything that happens in the military. So Jack Jacobs is coming up after we take a break with Al. And the phone calls, too. Can I go? Is Mike right there, guys? I see Mike holding. Can we go to Mike, please, on the phone? He's a listener from day one, and we appreciate that. Mike, how you doing this morning, my friend?
Hey, well, you're the one who's putting up the best fight. That's why I listen to you.
Thank you,
brother. So Joe Biden, listen, he may be demented, and he looks, and you feel bad making fun of him, but he's making decisions. I know you're going to have the experts on about yeah. Syrian bombing. He's yeah. making that decision. I don't know if it's good. I'm not smart enough, but the problem is I don't know if Biden is smart enough. That's what scares yeah. me. I don't know if he's there. The other thing I want to say real quick about Cuomo. Yes.
Sure.
Cuomo, I don't want to make light of the sexual assault. That should be investigated. Yeah. But he's tactually assaulted me for eight years, and that needs to be investigated also.
For tax-wise, I've been assaulted by the governor. That's a great idea. All this material we have this morning. Thank you, Mike. It's so true. The tax, and they're going to, please. I don't want to tell you. But listen, New York, little by little, it'll get back. But I really think you need somebody in charge. You need somebody in charge of America. And you know what's sad, though, if I can pontificate here for a minute and then you call me, is that, and I have no hate toward Kamala Harris, but she's, when I say she's an empty pantsuit, I don't know that she knows. Maybe she'll surprise us. Maybe she'll surprise us and she'll be on top of things. I know. It's like,
do I get to be president today?
I think that we're just got figureheads down there in the Democratic Party.
Joe, this way, and I'll be president. Joe, go this way. I'll be president. Yes.
Notice she didn't tell Joe he forgot his mask, only Fauci and the nurse.
Of course not.
Oh, I can't. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Put the video out. Have Kara put the video out, but say with apologies. Please, put with apologies.
Why? It's funny. Stop. Why are we apologizing for humor? Why are we apologizing for
humor?
It's funny.
It's the president of the United States who seems to have severe cognitive failure. There's a good,
right,
good material for laughs.
Yes.
I think the next press conference he does, he should walk out with the walker with the tennis ball.
No, but right. There you go. Walker is on the move. I mean, you know, like, come on. I mean, but enough already.
Is that the Secret Service name?
I don't know. Maybe it would be. Walker is on the move. He's on the move. The wheels are squeaking. You know,
the walker turns into nunchucks.
No, but I mean, think about that. We're talking about Mr. Potato Head today. Mr. Potato Head, it's a toy. It's not gender neutral.
Now,
it's a potato.
If you remember the old Mr. Potato Head, he not only didn't wear pants like the new one does, but he also smoked a pipe. That's like toxic masculinity.
I mean, come on. He's got to wear pants now. It's a potato. It's a potato. Do you think some kid is looking at this potato and going, I don't know if I identify as a male or a female potato? Of course not. It's a toy. He's playing, he or she is playing with the toy. Stop.
That's so true, though. God. I got to tell you, they are concerned more about that in Washington than about
right. I
got
to get this
else.
Out of me and, now, Joe. My kid's yeah, taking his driving test later. I have to be calm. I'm trying to, whatever. But we have to have this ridiculous argument about a damn potato. Stop.
I know. It's so true. They said it has to be gender specific. But you know what's so funny? When you watch the news, they deliver it with a straight face. That's what's funny
right.
about it.
See, I couldn't.
You know, and this is what the Democratic Party has become. That. And it's like, what does that do to help my child out? What does that do? What does that explain?
I want to know the board meeting where they all got together from Zoom, these dunces on Zoom, and went, we need to have Mr. Potato Head gender neutral. And all these idiots nodding their head in the Zoom meeting. Stop.
That's true. And you know what? The companies capitulate. They just go along with it. That's what's really scary. Hey, how about this? That BLM took in $90 million this year. $90 million over the last year. I mean, how about that? For what reason again? To put murals on the street? I'm confused about that as well. Hey, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Colonel Jacobs will join us in about right after the news when Al breaks for the news. I'll be able to grab a phone call or two if you want to check in at 877-970-2999. You know what? We don't mean to laugh, but we do, because you got to laugh. Otherwise, you're going to cry. You got to take a look at the sense of humor of it all. It's absolutely nuts, you know, and we'll get through it. We will. So help me God, we're going to get through it. 20 after 7. Debbie's on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Joseph Ilya. Good morning, everybody. Hey, guys, let's go out to the island. Southern State eastbound right by the Wantagh. Looks like an accident taking a lane there. Traffic slowing down over on Jericho Turnpike at Boyle Road getting out towards Selden. That's a collision as well. It's kind of busy on the eastbound Gowanus at 38th with a disabled bus in the way. And traffic is slowing down on the eastbound BQE up by Cabin Plaza with an accident. Myrtle Ave is still closed getting out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. It looks like you still have this problem with an overnight shooting, and police are still at the scene there with an ongoing investigation over in Queens. Let's see what's happening on 287 South, exit 36, getting down through Morristown. It's a collision. A couple of lanes remain blocked over there, and traffic is slowing down as you head over to the New York State Thruway. North, the ramp at exit 17, a minor accident on the ramp. Sunny today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Charlie Kirk explains the next revolution.
The revolution that has now taken over Coca-Cola, where they are teaching all of their employees, quote, all white people are racist. That to be white means to be arrogant, oppressive, and divisive. This revolution is a preemptive revolution. This is about the powerful trying to destroy the weak.
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
DirecTV is becoming its own company. Its owner, AT&T, is spinning it off and selling part of the business to investment firm TPG Capital. AT&T expects to receive $7.8 billion from the deal, which it'll use to pay down debt. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says production resumed at its Fremont, California plant yesterday. He admitted the company had a two-day shutdown over a part shortage. Musk didn't reveal which parts were available, though the global auto industry has been dealing with a shortfall of semiconductors. Beyond Meat shares are rallying after the plant-based protein company signed McDonald's and Yum Brands, parent of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut as clients. You'll be seeing a new plant-based burger at McDonald's. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez, was the first Puerto Rican woman elected to the Congress in 1992. Is there anything else the U.S. government can do to assist the people of Puerto Rico?
Yes, the problem is that even when some public policies were enacted to help promote economic activity in Puerto Rico, the same way that Congress provided those incentives, the same way they took them away without providing anything else. And then the treatment that Puerto Rico gets, these are American citizens. They go to war, they die for our country, they fight for our freedoms. So the U.S. government has a responsibility.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radio surgery to New York and body radio surgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. We love Louis Calamine, love the Calamine family. Louis, he gets it when you call. He's got an old-school approach. He's a young guy, a young man, doing a great job with Calamine & Company. When I tell you 100% success rate, think about that. That is an unprecedented 100% success rate. No one can make that claim, right? And they've also earned perfect ratings and reviews across the board. So you got to go online to Calamine.com, read Calamine & Company's incredible testimonials for yourself. I'm thinking about, should I sell? Do I buy? What is good? Where can I get value for my home? Do you go to Florida or Texas? I hope not. But all those questions that everybody has, especially living in the Northeast, you got to call Calamine & Company. Calamine & Company. And by the way, when you call, you get a free consultation initially. All right? Call for a free consultation initially. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. The realist estate market is booming. You have an estate-owned property. What do you do with it? How do you split it up? What do you do? That's what Calamine & Company specialize in, selling estate-owned properties. They are regularly hired by attorneys, by executives, by administrators, even the surrogates court. Now, offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, on Staten Island, Manhattan, coming soon to New Jersey, by the way. But you could visit right now, calamine.com, or call for that free consultation, please. All right, the initial free consultation at 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Jack Jacobs, Colonel Jack Jacobs, a true American hero and a longtime friend, is going to join us. We're going to get into Syria, talking with Colonel Jacobs. He will join us in about 10 minutes. I'll go to your calls in a second. I got to acknowledge this. So funny. I'm sorry. The Babylon Bee is like a parody newspaper. It's like they bring, as they say themselves, they bring reality to fake news, you know, and they make up these headlines. So I swear, I just reposted this. It says progress. Biden administration to apply Black Lives Matter decals to all attack drones. So it's got a Black Lives Matter logo on it as they go into Syria. It's very, very funny. You can't make it up. They are very, very funny, those guys and gals over at the Babylon Bee. Hey, Joe on the radio, let me go to Charlie Finch. Charlie's calling in. Good morning, Professor. What's on your mind this morning?
Gotta love Babylon 5, Joe. Great sci-fi show, and now a great website.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's Purim, Joe. And down here on the Lower East Side on Purim, outside of Veneros, they, you know, on Purim, normally you construct an outdoor restaurant attached to the restaurant. Yeah. But guess what? With the COVID, we already have those restaurants. Now, there's a huge window of opportunity between now, in my view, having gotten through the COVID and Passover and Easter. We are reaching herd immunity. You only have to read the New York Times science section to realize that. And when we have herd immunity, those little viruses that are the millionth of side of the pencil point are having huge variations. I believe I got the South African virus, right? Wow. And they have 8 or 9 little viruses that want to fight to stay alive without herd immunity. What we need to do, in my view, and I'm looking forward to Colonel Jack Jacobs, because as John Miller, the NYPD counterterrorism chief, said on Kevin McCullough's show on AM 970 at 7 o'clock 3 weeks ago, Hezbollah is targeting New York. We heard on AM 970, I look forward to Colonel Jacobs, right? Yeah. But we need to open up now.
Yep, you're right. Thank you.
Open up, Michaels of Brooklyn. Open up. Thanks for hearing me out. Have a great weekend.
Charlie, you're right. Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I don't know if it's Hezbollah. I don't know. I think China, again, I don't want to sound conspiratorial, but I really feel, how did this thing get in here? Why aren't we not doing anything about it? Why is Joe Biden president? How did Joe Biden become president? It's all part of the game plan. And you know, and I don't want to get into it, because then they yell at me and they say, oh, you're making up things. Oh, you're being conspiratorial. Oh, now he's saying false news. You know what's going on. You know it. I don't have to tell you. And we're supposed to buy it. We're supposed to buy it. Like, there's nothing going on. There's no ulterior motive for all of this. And then, so now what do? We hang in, we change the house in 2 years, and we take back the White House, hopefully in 4 years, you know, hopefully, right? Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999 on AM 970, The Answer. It's great to have you with us. We're going to break a bit with Al Gattullo. I'm proud to tell you that a Medal of Honor recipient, a true American hero, will join us, Colonel Jack Jacobs, and we'll talk about what is going on in Syria. I don't understand what happened and why we were bombing them. And, you know, we're joking with Tommy Lahren. We're joking. Does Joe Biden know that we bombed Syria? Did he make that decision? You know he didn't. You know, it's either the deep state. It could be the military industrial complex that is making this move. Jack Jacobs will break it down for us right here on AM 970, The Answer. It is 7:31. Big Al has the headline news on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 7:32. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan retiring from the police force and taking a role with the mayor's office. Rodney Harrison is now chief of department, having previously served as chief of detectives. Mayor de Blasio explains Monahan has agreed to join him as his senior advisor to recovery safety planning. His job will be to work with different aspects of the business and law enforcement communities in an effort to restore confidence in the city's safety post-pandemic. New Jersey plans on granting $14 million to various organizations in support of restaurants struggling amid the pandemic. The New Jersey Economic Development Agency launched a Serve and Sustain program last year to support expenses directly related to purchasing bulk meals from restaurants. The group expects to be able to purchase 1.5 million meals from 160 restaurants in roughly 70 cities across New Jersey and distribute them at no cost. In sports, Knicks scoring a season high in a 140-121 blowout of the Kings at Madison Square Garden. The Nets' winning streak is at 8 and counting after a 129-92 dismantling of the Magic in Brooklyn. Islanders crushed the Bruins 7-2. The Devils beat the Sabres in overtime by the final of 4-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway eastbound right by the Wantagh. Looks like an accident taking out the right lane. It's kind of busy on the eastbound Gowanus up by 38th Street with a disabled vehicle. Then on the eastbound BQE, pretty busy right up toward Cadman Plaza with an accident cleared. Getting reports of an overturned vehicle on the LIE eastbound as you get out past Woodhaven Boulevard. So watch for that. A couple of lanes blocked. Myrtle Ave still closed out by Woodhaven Boulevard. Ongoing police department activity after a shooting getting there last night. Let's go out to the Garden State Parkway northbound, getting up toward the Bergen Toll Plaza, a disabled vehicle. And on 287 South, exit 36 into Morristown, an accident, couple of lanes blocked. 287 North, right by Route 78, a two-car accident into Bedminster. And taking ride to the New York State Thruway north, a ramp at exit 17 into Newburgh, a minor accident there. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm trying to stay online watching things, you know, and things that are that people post on Twitter. I'm telling you, there's some wackos out there. They're saying that about me, though. Yeah, Episcopo, he's a wacko. But we know we're right. We're right, they're wrong, right? Am I right or wrong? I am right. Thank you. Hey, I know what I'm right about, balance of nature. Balance of nature is not like ordinary vitamins. When I tell you about it, ordinary vitamins. Are you a vitamin person? I was always a vitamin person. And I would take vitamins religiously. And I would take them all kinds. And I would spend a fortune on vitamins. Now, that means throw it all away. Throw it all away. Don't even think about it. Vitamins are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule. A daily dose of Balance of Nature. I tell you this every morning. Has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system with fruits and vegetables. And you could do that with Balance of Nature because you and I, we're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables in one day. We really don't. That's why I take Balance of Nature. And also, by the way, end of the day, when I see how hectic and anxiety-ridden my day is, and it's all good. We got it. But still, you don't realize that all that stress, that will wear you down. And sometimes I'll say, did I take this before? I just double up on my Balance of Nature, which is great. You can, because it's all it is a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. So it's natural. Now, this from the Howard family. When I talk about vitamins and how expensive it is, you get free shipping from Balance of Nature. You get 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And you get your own private health coach from Balance of Nature. Here's the number. I want you to build up your immune system. This is the morning you call, please. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Get on the Balance of Nature train. We're all on it, and we don't want to leave you behind. Balanceofnature.com is where you want to go. Don't forget the discount code for you, and that is The Answer.
Delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine indoors. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only at 25% capacity, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. For reservations, call 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Each week, I delve into the minds of some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, changemakers join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us at 7:38. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11.
when so many people lost their lives while saving others. Now, this year is the 20th anniversary of the foundation, and they've been honoring and supporting our nation's great heroes and their families. Thanks to the support of you. We cannot do it without you. That's why when I tell you $11 a month, it's only $11 a month, because when a first responder or a military service member doesn't come home, that is a heartbreak. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of these folks on the air who've been left behind, you know, moms with children. And that's when Tunnel to Towers steps up, pays off their mortgage to lift an incredible financial burden on the family, right? Or those severely injured veterans that I have the honor of meeting. I'm in awe when I meet these men and women that come back from overseas, you know, and catastrophically injured. And how about first responders? You know, law enforcement and all the first responders? Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our country's most severely injured patriots to live more independent lives. This is a spectacular organization I'm so proud to tell you about. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. We want you to help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Mark that 20th anniversary of 9/11 by donating $11 a month. It's just $11 a month, you know? I know you get asked to do a lot, but this is just $11 a month to help those heroes who put their lives on the line for us every single day. T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. T2T.org.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. Colonel Jack Jacobs, retired colonel in the United States Army, Medal of Honor recipient for his actions during the Vietnam War. You hear him on NBC News. You hear him all over. He is a consultant. He is a Wall Street giant. He is a great guy. And he is my friend, Colonel Jack Jacobs. Jack, welcome back to the show, Colonel. Always an honor to have you with us, sir.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Pleasure is all mine.
Well, Jack, could you explain to us what's going on in Syria? Because, and number one, number two, does President Biden know that they just bombed Syria? Just an objective question, Jack. I mean, what's going on, man? I don't know. Well, we don't know. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know, including a lot of the people who are operating over there. You know, to take a step back and look at the larger picture, yeah, there is a war going on. I mean, a big war between two major powers who are trying to have their influence in the Middle East. One is Iran, right, trying to spread its venom all over the place. And the other is Saudi Arabia. And the two have been vying for influence in the region. And with the United States withdrawal, Iran is feeling much more capable of what it wants to do, and has been spreading its influence, so much so that the proxies of Iran there continue to attack Americans. And this action that we took is in retaliation for a rocket attack which killed an American contractor and wounded one or more American troops in the region. But basically, this is in retaliation for an action that's been taking place over a long period of time for influence in the Middle East. And by the way, that's going to continue.
It will continue, Jack. You think will it? And I have to ask you as well, will it escalate, Jack Jacobs?
Well, it's a very interesting question. Of course, we hope not, but the only way it's not going to escalate is if we get some control over what's going on. At the moment, we don't have any control. The Biden administration wants to re-engage with Iran. Iran would love to do that. They'd love to be able to tantalizingly tell the Americans that they're willing to reduce their enrichment of uranium that under the right circumstances, if we give them the capability to, we lift our restrictions and all the rest of that stuff, that they'll be sure to stop working on nuclear weapons. But of course, they have no intention of doing that. They didn't in the past, and they won't in the future. And it's extremely dangerous to have the Iranians doing what they're doing because they're going to continue. And if they continue, a military escalation is almost sure to happen in the region, whether it includes us or it doesn't. And don't forget, we have allies in the region, and we don't want any further violence there. But I'm telling you, if we let Iran do what it wants to do, there will be more violence.
Yeah, Jack, could you explain about what's going on with these small radical groups? What's going on there? Donald Trump wanted it just to get the heck out. Just wanted to get the heck out of there. And I don't know. Was that the right thing to do? Number one, and number two, I got to be politically just objectively here, Jack. Who's running this? Because I don't feel it is President Biden. There's got to be a group. I joked about it before, but there must be a group. Is it the military-industrial complex that wants this war? Why was Donald Trump so heck-bent on getting out of there, and now I'm feeling this administration wants to go back in? What is the right move, do you think, Colonel?
Well, it's kind of interesting because there are lots of competing interests in Washington. Some people want to go back in there en masse. Very few of them in the military do, because that didn't work out very well. But some do, and take over the whole area. Well, that's not going to happen, and we don't have the capability or the stomach to do any of that kind of stuff. And it hasn't worked in the past. It's not going to work again. There are others in the special operations community who say, look, the way to do this right, the way to make sure that things quiet down or that at least we have an outcome that we're happy with,
yeah,
is to use special operations forces to both do covert operations on the one hand and train our allies in the region to do a better job of defending themselves. And there are others who say, look, this is a losing battle no matter how you do it. Empires have died in the Middle East as a result of trying to influence it. We don't want to be one of those. So the best thing to do is to get out. The best success probably is something in the middle. The training indigenous forces and giving but quietly and not with any massive groups of Americans. Using covert means to subvert Iran, which I think we really need to do if we don't want them to spread their venom all over the place, including over here, but not have an enormous expenditure of treasure, including people and time, doing this smart. Let me give you an example of some of the things that we're capable of doing. We're terrible at cyber defense. That's a whole separate subject. We need to get better, but we're really good at offense. And one good example of our capability is a couple of years ago when the United States and Israel teamed up to use the Stuxnet virus to completely disable, at the time, Iran's capabilities to develop a nuclear weapon. If we go down that path, make sure that we use that in conjunction with economic influence, economic pressure on Iran, we'll probably have a much better outcome than flooding the place with military capability.
Yeah, Jack, you always have the best ideas. I mean, I wish you could get in there, you know, because you've been there. You've been in battle. What you went through in Vietnam, saving all your fellow men that were in being attacked. And, oh, my goodness, I think about you all the time. I want to watch a war movie, Jack. I got to tell you, we're friends and everything. I really do. I'm like, oh, wow, Jack went through that, man. I don't know how you – God bless you. I'm so proud to know you. But do you consult at all? You're allowed to tell us if you do that? Do they call you for advice in the United States government? Hopefully they do, Jack Jacobs. But can you reveal it on the air?
I do have conversations with people from time to time. I'll give them my opinion. They don't always take it, but listen, you know me. Give me 2 seconds and I'll tell you my opinion on any subject.
It doesn't
matter what it is, whether I know about it or not, I'll talk about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of you getting the Medal of Honor. I mean, you're the young man standing at attention. So proud to know you, Jack. That must have been something as the President of the United States puts the Medal of Honor around you. I mean, you're feeling, what were you feeling at that, at your young age at that time, Jack?
Well, I was young. I was really young. And the thing I remember most about the ceremony was not the ceremony itself, mm-hmm. but the fact that it was held out in the Rose Garden. It was a bright, sunny day in 1969. Oh, and They opened the gates to the White House grounds so that anybody who wanted to come to the ceremony could be there.
Wow.
And what struck me is the fact that there were people as far as you could see. I mean, you can't even drive down Pennsylvania Avenue nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, look at that. Jack, proud, you're a great, great American and a true, pure, peaceful patriot, and we love you for that, Jack. Thank. By the way, come back. We got to talk about cyber defense. I'd love to make that a topic of discussion when you come back, if we may, Jack, all right?
Love to chat about it. It's really important.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. I'm dinner soon enough when we break out of this mess. I can't wait to sit with you. My love at home, Jack, and thank you with great respect, my friend.
And back at you, Joe. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient, one of the great Americans of our time. Truly a decent, decent man. And with a military acumen I hope that he is, that people do listen to Jack Jacobs down in Washington. Hey, it's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and Debbie Duhame's looking out for you. I see the calls. We'll grab the calls if we can. Hold it right there. I'm trying to get to the calls, 877-970-2999. But Debbie's on the roads checking traffic right now for you on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. On this beautiful morning, let's see what's happening on 95 southbound, getting down toward exit 19 into Southport. Looks like an accident right in the construction zone. That's what's causing the delay here on 95 south in Connecticut. Traffic slowing down on the island on the southern state eastbound, right by the Wantagh, with a collision in the right lane. Busy on the eastbound Gowanus at 38. The stalled vehicle just cleared. The LIE eastbound getting out toward the area of 108th Street. It looks like an accident involving an overturned vehicle. Several lanes blocked here. LIE eastbound out through 108th Street. Myrtle Avenue is still closed at Woodhaven Boulevard after last night's shooting there. It's ongoing police department activity. Over on 287 South, exit 36 into Morristown, a crash. And 287 North at Route 78, it's another accident as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Charlie Kirk believes in transparency.
When the American people can see what their representatives do, they will trust the system more. Trust is built and strengthened when people's actions, votes, comments occur in public. Sunlight is indeed the best disinfectant.
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Eastern Christian Elementary, Bergen County Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor because I love you, because I love you. You want Relief Factor. You know, it's got these botanical ingredients
and it's got fish gel in it, right? It's like kind of got the fish oil, rather, in it. So now, what these ingredients that Pete and Seth Talbot came up with from Relief Factor, they attack the inflammation, you know, that the pain that you have in your body, that inflammation, attacks them from four different metabolic pathways. And that's why Relief Factor works so well. It is 100% drug-free. And that's why I love it. And I tried it. I said, okay, we're going to talk about it. Talk to Pete about it. We had the Zoom call with Pete. And we said, okay, we're going to advertise now. Relief Factor on the Piscopo Show. Here we go. And I tried it. And I'm waiting 3 weeks. I go, 3 weeks. All right, I'll give it 3 weeks. And we'll see what happens so I can report to you handily and honestly and organically as I always do on the radio. So, boom, 5 days. Pain was gone. And it's wild. I told you this once. Again, I'll tell you 1,000 times. The pain dissipates. So before you know it, before I knew it, let me speak for myself, I was bounding up and down the stairs. Yeah. And I hopped down the stairs like I used to without the knee bothering me as soon as I started taking Relief Factor. 5 days later. Did not take me 3 weeks. Give yourself 3 weeks, please. Again, it'll be at your house in a few days. You give yourself a few days, 2-3 days. $19.95, it's the quick start, the 3-week quick start. Just see if it will get you out of pain. For me, it was so awesome. I just went, wow, the pain is gone. And then, too, when I go downstairs at my house at night and I grab some biceps, you know, try to stay in shape anyway. And you know, I'm not lifting heavy. I'm being smart. But, you know, there was pain. Take Relief Factor. The pain went away in my shoulder. And I'm going like, wow, that to me is miraculous. I'm so grateful to Pete and Seth Talbot for that. And I want, that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Relief Factor. You go to relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com. And you get that 3-week quick start. Let's see if we can get you out of pain like Pete and Seth got me out of pain. Okay? Let me give you the phone number a couple times. 800-500-8384. This is the morning. Relief Factor. Come on. 800-500-8384.
Charlie Kirk. Weekday afternoons at 12 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lundberg is out there. Joey, here we go, buddy. Catch me if you can. And it is warm out there for the weekend, Joey, yes?
Well, certainly not the bitter cold that we have had. I think 45 today, maybe late tomorrow we can get above 50, and we'll be in the 40s Sunday. Unfortunately, the weekend is going to be cloudy, and we're going to have to deal with rain at times tomorrow and again on Sunday.
Rain tonight, Joe, you're telling me.
I think it arrives like around 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. There may be a little wet snow mixed in. I don't think it amounts to anything in and around the city. Maybe in the far northwest suburbs there can be a couple of hours where it tries to stick to the roads, and then it just melts away with temperatures going through the 40s tomorrow.
All right. But did you do your bike yesterday, too, as well?
Yeah, I did 34 miles yesterday.
A warm-up for you, Joe Lundberg. You are the man.
Right. Just getting warmed up.
Joe, thank you so much. Joe Lundberg is the man. Can I go to Gail real quick, guys? Gail, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Gail. Hi, how are
you? How did you know my name? How did you know my name?
I am psychic. I am the Kreskin of radio.
Oh,
I can read these
much.
Things.
You're right. I have called before, but I didn't give my name this time. That's funny. Anyway,
yes.
Good morning. Why don't we hear more concern about our growing national debt?
Yeah.
We've got another multi-trillion-dollar stimulus program underway. What is it, the second or third? And it's like no big deal. It's the $1 trillion. That used to mean something.
Yeah.
And we're borrowing it from China. How can we talk about standing up to China, wanting to be independent, make America great, and all that, and to kind of fight China in a way? It seems to me China owns us. We're trillions of dollars in debt to China. There's all this being independent from China, I think it's a fantasy. You know, that's my opinion.
And you're right, Gail. And thank you very much. Gail, thank you. And I know I can, when you call, I just go into a Kreskin mindset, and I could read your mind.
Ooh.
And know what your name is. Mm. Let me see. I am guessing Judy will call after the break. I can feel it.
Ooh.
Ah, I am Kreskinized this morning. You know what, Gail? You are right on the money, girl. God bless you. Because the debt, we don't even think about it. Let's spend $1.9 trillion. Why? Because we have $1 trillion in holding right now that we have not spent yet. And then and talk about reparations, President Obama. Due respect, sir. How about reparations from China for the Wuhan virus? Give us reparations. Get us out of this debt. It's right there in the palm of our hand. You go to President Xi. Look,
We love you. We love the people of China, but the Communist Party, you caused this, now pay for it. Right on the money. Joe Piscopo, fired up on a Friday.